We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. We are here every week. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. We're here offering common sense, real science, and trying to get you disentangled from a lot of the myths around modern medicine and get you to focus on what will really make you healthy: diet, lifestyle, and nutrition. Bill, I want to ask you something. You know, we talked last week about Ebola. We talked about what it was. We talked about how we might be being conned and misled about it. We talked about just general ways to keep your immune system strong.
I
was looking at this article in one of our trade magazines, and for everybody listening, I mean, you know, the magazines they send out to health food stores. And there was an article, it seemed to me kind of, what do you want to say, tipping the hat to the FDA, but just being so, we're so upset with people on the internet, you know, talking about doing natural things for Ebola. Offering natural things to prevent Ebola. Apparently, some people saying it could cure Ebola or kill the Ebola virus. Now there were some kind of loony things. I mean, someone said the Ebola virus can't live in cinnamon oil, and I'm sure it can't, but I doubt that I can be able to transform all my blood into cinnamon oil. If I could, then maybe Ebola. But then I thought of something else, Bill. On the other hand, what do you do when people don't trust the government, don't trust modern medicine, and they want some answers? Should people like you and I or anybody be able to talk freely and let people make their own decision?
David, we've lost our audience. They are suffering with blood pressure and kidney problems and issues in their families, alcoholism, whatever, and we're talking about some only ethereal idea, some virus that hasn't come to strike them yet. So our audience, I'm not sure resonates this with this, but yes, let's use it as a learning exercise. So what I want to know from our audience, how do you measure whom to trust? Now,
great
David's
question.
Kind of tickling on this issue. And what we hear is coming up is that the Ebola virus could get out of control. The fear may imagined fear may precede the real fear, and therefore things really get out of control. And it could be that people are so afraid of this because we see it escaping even when they use the most modern equipment to keep it in check. People were wearing these suits that keep you from getting the virus, and then they came down with it. So, but this has been the evidence so far that people who got anywhere near it came down with it and or developed antibodies to it. Lab workers developed antibodies even though they were in those suits. So that it means that they were exposed and overcame it and developed antibodies. Now, that's good news. It means that if we're well-fed and have enough nutrients, we're probably just going to slough this thing off. We might get a slight fever. You know, only 1 out of 2,000 people exposed to polio virus actually come down with poliomyelitis because the other 1,999 of us have immunity. So that's what we want to work on. That is the death knell to modern pharmacology. They want you to get a vaccine or a drug. They do not want you improving your own immune system. So they want you to – it's a deficiency of vaccines or drugs. It is not a deficiency in nutrients that improve your immune response. So that's what's going on. And so let me just ask the audience, because you brought this up, David. What could happen is a scenario where the Ebola vaccine, which is unproven in sick humans – they have pre-tested it in healthy humans. But we are now concerned that it's going to spread. And we have only done a little bit of pre-testing, what they call stage one testing, in humans. And so what we are going to do is break all the rules, and everybody has to get vaccinated ahead of the disease getting to their community. So can you imagine the pressure brought to bear if you don't do this? If your kids don't get the vaccine, my kid is going to get it, so your kid has to have it. I don't want it spreading around our community, or we're going to send you to a quarantine camp. You think that's crazy? What do you think FEMA's doing, the Federal Emergency Management outfit?
Well, Bill, they're already putting pressure on
Fox News just called for a quarantine camp in every community. Listen, I'm not one of those sensationalist guys. I'm just trying to say about the fear that gets ahead of this thing, okay? And you're going to be pressured to take a vaccine, and if you don't, your neighbors are going to say, get rid of him. He's, so take him to the quarantine camp. This is how far this fear could go. So we've tried to show that the Ebola virus is only abundantly, it only has high mortality rates in areas that are where there's malnutrition. So what we have, it still could come here. And so why, I mean, you've talked about Ben Goldacre, the doctor in England who said the drug companies are not forthright. They're not telling us the truth. They don't show us all their safety data. Peter Doshi from the Johns Hopkins Medical Center saying the same thing. So here's two well-known critics of the drug industry. And now we are supposed to believe those drug companies that they have tested these things and they're relatively safe. Why? Why? Why would anybody do this? So the drugs you're now taking are probably not safe, not as safe as they should be. People were dying. Thousands died of the COX-2 inhibitors. That was the Vioxx scandal.
It's like 20,000, I think.
Before a whistleblower stopped the whole thing. It wasn't the FDA that stopped it. They're not out here looking for your best interest. They're covering for the drug company. So I'm just asking you why you would accept, will fear override what we're just now telling you? Fear, I guess there's less concern, and I better get the vaccine. So let me ask you folks what you think a vaccine is. Think a minute. A vaccine is a little bit of the disease itself. How do you think you develop antibodies to it? So if it has a little bit of the disease itself, it either has a segment of the virus or the whole virus that's what they call attenuated, calmed down, and you're going to take it, and there's such a thing as vaccine-induced disease. What if they put it in everybody and millions die because we got Ebola virus from the vaccine? What if? So I'm asking you why you think vaccines are so safe when they carry a little bit of every disease. And then we inject 48 of them or something in our kids in school. It's ridiculous. So we are treating disease today. We don't care about what I said was host defense, how good our immune system is working, which off the top of my head requires vitamin C, vitamin D, selenium, zinc. Those are the four big ones. There's some other good ones. Resveratrol's excellent in this regard, but the red wine molecule. The issue is, how are you going to decide who you're going to trust? And I'll tell you something. Your mind is going to be shaped differently in the middle of fear and then in the middle of pressure, because pressure will come to bear that you have this done. Roll up your sleeve, or you're going to one of the internment camps.
And Bill, people shouldn't think that's so crazy. I mean, we have stories all over the country of the government, whether it's the local or taking children away from parents because the parents won't do – what the doctors say. The parents maybe don't think their kids should have chemo or radiation. And, you know, the child control people will come and take the kids away. So this is not, I mean, I can see that. I can see going, hey, we all got our vaccines and this Sardi guy didn't, and he's liable to get Ebola and spread it. We gotta get him into quarantine camp. It is, something else you said though, Bill. I heard a little Mayo Clinic science minute, and they have this really great breakthrough idea for cancer treatment, Bill. You know what it is?
What is it?
It's strengthen your own immunity. Whoever would have thought of that?
Well, there's no immune boosting doesn't cure cancer. Then when they developed these $2,000 a day drugs, they said it did. I mean, it's amazing. They just, anything that runs up the bill, not C, not D, not resveratrol, not zinc and selenium. You know, these are essentials for your immune system to work properly. And so I'm just asking people how you will make a decision today and how you will probably change that decision in the face of fear and then in the face of pressure. I mean, you're going to have to get up, leave your belongings, and go to an internment camp. That's what's coming because of the fear of Ebola. It does not kill 50 or 90% of the people. Only in malnourished Central Africa. The people there are dark-skinned. They don't make the vitamin D from the sun, which is critically important for us. And so this is what happens. The diabetics, the smokers, people over consume alcohol, people on immune-suppressive drugs, the very old and the very young are going to be at risk in the United States. Those are the people who will succumb to this. And if you start to get treated, you get a fever and they think you have the disease. It could be anything. There's a couple thousand cases of malaria every year in the United States, and that has very similar symptoms.
As does the flu.
You could be put in an internment camp for having these, and the first thing they treat you with these is acetaminophen, Tylenol, or aspirin to break the fever, which depletes you of vitamin C and leads to mortality.
Yeah, because isn't Ebola hemorrhagic, meaning it?
You hemorrhage, and the lack of selenium. Look, if you're worried and you wanted to hear about it on the air today, selenium and vitamin C are the primary antidotes to Ebola. The virus Ebola utilizes and uses up a lot of selenium, and therefore you become totally selenium depleted and you die of hemorrhage. Again, if you're depleted of vitamin C, which you're certainly going to be if you undergo the regular treatments, then antibiotics eat up vitamin C. And so you're going to be vitamin C depleted, and therefore hemorrhage is the result. The capillaries in the body are weak, and you die of hemorrhage. That's what scurvy is. So the point is, what are you going to reach for? I'd get some selenium and vitamin C. I'd go to the health food store, and before you can't get any because everybody's going to find out, get some selenium and vitamin C, also some resveratrol and vitamin D, and keep it around because the shelf stock is going to be gone and nobody will be able to get any of it. Remember how much of that potassium iodide
got
sold when Fukushima went off and you couldn't get any for months. So if you're that concerned, yours truly, David Stouter and I, have done the research. We can tell you, don't reach for the vaccines and so on. They haven't been proven to work. They're problematic, but they're not going to have enough of them anyway. So now you're going to be left to flounder and say, well, what do I do? And so what you're going to do is get some selenium and vitamin D. We don't sell that here on the air. We are not.
Yeah.
That's nothing. Our sponsors don't make those products, none of that. So we have no motive here to lead you in the wrong direction. The dietary supplement industry said it discourages the use of dietary supplements for Ebola. That's our only chance. There's no way they could have stockpiles of enough medicines and vaccines. We got 7 billion people to vaccinate on the earth with this thing. So it makes no sense at all. So, listen, you heard it here, but how are you going to sort this out? You know, I just ordered 24 bottles of selenium and vitamin C each, and I'm going to take a little letter and hand it out to each of my neighbors because they're going to get panicked about this, and so they don't run to the wrong thing or don't know what to do, and they're all going to look at me and call me what, David?
A kook, crazy,
wacko,
fearmonger, unscientific.
Yeah. So, you know, they don't know. And all I'm telling you, it won't hurt you to take a little selenium
and it would be cheap. It would be cheap and it wouldn't hurt a thing.
Right. But remember, you had your chance because when it's all gone, you can't reach for it.
All right. You know, we need to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're just getting warmed up.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. You know, we spent a little time on the show just trying to give you some common sense advice to keep your immunity strong. And not just for the Ebola. I mean, it's a crazy thing. It's probably not that likely that everyone will get it, but it is often fatal if you're undernourished. But let's move on, Bill, and health journalist Bill Sardi is here, and yours truly, Dave Satter, the health warrior. Let's move on to what everybody really wants to hear about, okay, is ultimately after these little fears and things that pop up in front of the media, we want to live longer and healthier. And I understand you got some tips for us.
Okay, so the Chicago Tribune, one of their writers there, through the Dallas Morning News, as we get it through the Los Angeles Times, these are syndicates, writing 10 things you can do right now to live longer. Okay, so let me give them to you, David. Just let me see how you respond, and our audience can respond on their own out there. Flossing your teeth, can you live longer?
I would say yes, because I know that there's a link between, like that's an open, if your gums are bad and they're degrading, just all that germs and weird stuff in your mouth can get into your bloodstream and cause heart disease and all kinds of things. So I'm saying yes.
I think intuitively you would say yes, but our problem is we don't have any evidence. Now, evidence doesn't mean that it isn't true. This is what they say about dietary supplements. It's unproven, but it's not disproven. Now, the point is probably people that have a lot of bacteria in their mouth have issues, probably aren't pretty healthy and taking care of themselves, and so there are issues there. And that bacteria can get into your heart, and you have like cardiomyelitis, you know, cardio infection, the lining around the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all these kinds of things going on, lung infections. But I have to tell you, I'm going to say no, because flossing is good for you, but we don't know that you'll live that much longer. Number two, get a colonoscopy.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. And you said no, and I'm going to say no, and I've written about this. And the reason why we say that is knowing that you have colon cancer isn't going to help you live any longer, and they don't have any effective treatment. No. They have treatment. If you're working on fear, you're going to go have the treatment. Of course, if you had colonoscopy, you're probably working on the treatment. So on the basis of treatment and fear, you're going to, you know, assume that the treatment is a cure. They have no cure for colon cancer. So getting a lot of colonoscopies just puts money into the gravy train there in the industrial complex called medicine. So, no, the answer is no. And it's remote that it would ever save your life. I think it was one out of 25,000 or something. I wrote a report on this. If you want to read the report, it's online. It's called Colonoscopy Not. You remember George Bush, the first George Bush there, used to say not all the time. So Colonoscopy Not. Stop eating before you're full. Will we live longer? Well, actually, if we stop eating. Now, I'm serious.
Yeah.
They call it fasting or calorie restriction today. And if you cut yourself down to about one meal a day, now you're going to be hungry and lean and looking for food most of the day, but you're going to be 1,500 calories. You're going to live longer. It's called calorie restriction. It doubles the lifespan and health span of animals. We can't prove it in humans because it would take decades to do that. But stop eating before you're full. How about using sunscreen, David?
No, I think I read that for every case of skin cancer that a sunscreen might prevent, it causes 40 cases of cancer by blocking vitamin D3.
Right. So the sunscreens block the deep penetrating, they block the short penetrating UVB rays that produce most of the vitamin D, so you don't get the vitamin D produced, and they didn't block the deep penetrating UVA, which of course can cause the skin cancer. So that's interesting. So sunscreen, we don't believe, actually probably lead to your earlier demise. Stop smoking.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty clear, and I have some records here that I pulled out. Some little stuff that's kind of circulating around the internet right now, if I can find it on my desk here. And, you know, you lose about 10 years of life for smoking cigarettes. And I think that, you know, I always used to wonder why public health officials didn't really jump on smoking. You know, they used to hand out cigarettes to the military, those kind of things. And I think one of the reasons why they didn't have to pay the Social Security checks, you know, and things,
yeah,
you know, they just didn't have to do it.
Bill, in California, if you're a smoker and the fact that you pay all those taxes on cigarettes and tend to die earlier and not be a burden to the system, you are saving the state money and funding things. And so we've got kind of a backwards thing where the smokers are sort of a better monetary bet.
Well, there's so many smokers, and as smoking's gone down, the mortality rates have dropped, and then modern medicine saying, look at us, we're doing a great job. Our drugs must be fixing cancer, heart disease. It's just the smokers are backing off of their cancer tubes. But the deal – now, look, if you drink too much alcohol, it's going to cut 23 years off of your life. If you – tamper around with cocaine, 34 years, methadone, 38 years, heroin addiction, 42 years off someone's life. Wow. I mean, these are pretty bad, but for most of our listeners, they're only involved maybe in potentially cigarettes or alcohol. But,
what about that line now, Bill? What?
And by the way, you know, there is an answer. We've talked about it briefly, and don't have the time to do it today, but there is a little product called Blucetin, B-L-U-C-E-T-I-N, and you take that pill to kind of help you from hangovers, and sooner or later, you don't want to drink alcohol anymore. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful idea. Sleep. Are we going to live longer with sleep?
I say yes.
Okay, I think you're right, and they're showing, you know, the effects. If we give melatonin, the sleep hormone, as a dietary supplement, I like the 1 milligram time release one. But, you know, I mean, you live about 3 times longer if you have cancer and you take melatonin. You're going to live about 3 times longer. I mean, melatonin is profound, and we've talked about the Chinese torture drill where they keep you up all night, and of course you'll get sick, and we all know that. You'll be sick and, your memory goes, so you need sleep. But I do think it relates to mortality. We need sleep. How about moving around, exercise? Are we going to live much longer?
The Chinese, the people in Chinese medicine say yes, especially gentle, steady, not terribly stressful, but blood stasis.
Okay, I did work on this, and if you lower your cholesterol, you're going to add about a half a year to your life. And if you physically exercise, you're going to add about 2 years to your life. It's not very big. I do think you feel better. You're healthier. You can be healthier and not live longer. I do believe that it's just when we look at it, exercise is wonderful. It'll take maybe about 8 pounds off your weight. It'll help you trim up your waistline a little bit. But I see all the folks in the gym here, and they still look as overweight as ever, and we've talked about ways to getting this down. Watch the carbohydrates and refined sugars, the bread, pasta, and rice and refined sugars. And then they talk about, cultivate healthy relationships and be grateful. Now, I think that's hard to argue with in the sense of, well, we all agree. Okay, good. I won't be angry and very sick. But I don't think that, you know, I know some pretty nasty people that they lived a long time, you know, and they were hermits. They didn't have very good healthy relationships. So I don't think that leads to, now, who's encouraging anything? You know, we're not encouraging lack of gratefulness. Counts our blessings and all those things. But the point is, are you going to live any longer?
You know, I'd say be healthier. I wouldn't necessarily say that we can definitely say, oh, you're going to live longer. But you're probably healthier if you have some forgiveness and happiness and have good relationships. So I'd say probably not provable, and maybe you can't demonstrate it really.
Well, I think maybe if you're just grumpy a little bit, and that's why you and I don't get along, frankly. Never mind. I won't bring that up here on the air. The deal is a little health and humor here, folks. The point is that sometimes you hear this advice, and it's not on target. We agree with it, but there's not hard evidence that you will significantly live on longer. There is hard evidence, and it's pretty conclusive, that if you fast or restrict your calories, you will live double your health span and lifespan. It's very, very hard to prove in a human study because it'll take quite a few decades to do it. But we see it in animals, and we see preliminary evidence backing all this up. Of course, our sponsors' product, Longevinex, the red wine pill, is the best tested, and in fact, only tested red wine pill that mimics, molecularly mimics calorie restriction. So it doesn't mean to give you a license to just eat any food you'd like, but it is activating the same genes as calorie restriction. If you want to find out about Longevinex, the molecular mimic of calorie restricted diet, you can call 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000, and learn about all of the ways to stay healthier and live longer with a mimic, a molecular mimic of a calorie-restricted diet.
Hey, Bill, we're going to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio, but I want to just stay for a moment on this calorie restriction idea, and I want to go back to us talking about alcohol and lifespan. So don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Yours truly, the health warrior, Dave Statter, investigative health journalist, Bill Sardi. Bill, when we took a break there, you were talking about fasting, activating, depriving us of some calories, activating a mm-hmm. set of genes that's in every living organism and seems to produce longer, healthier life. You know, when you were talking, we were talking about drinking alcohol to excess and the effect it could have on your health. I remember you sent me a study where they compared colon cancer rates in red wine drinkers, white wine drinkers, and people who didn't drink at all. And the white wine drinkers had the most colon cancer. The teetotalers were in the middle, and the least was the red wine drinkers. And so even though we know that alcohol can have some detrimental effects, that red wine molecule, which is the star in the Longevinex formula, not the only nutraceutical there, but so this is really this molecule that activates these genes that I could activate if I fasted or ate one meal a day.
Okay, so I hear every day from people, because I formulated a red wine pill 10 years ago called Longevinex. It's been on the front page of Wall Street Journal, New York Times, NBC News. And it actually was a subject of an Emmy Award and so on. So one of the problems you have in kind of, quote, selling something like this is people want to know what it fixes. Or they take it and say, you know, I didn't feel any better. Well, if you were already healthy, if you were younger, that helps. You know, and so you're playing a game that modern medicine wants you to play. You don't do anything about getting older. You age just a little bit, like that drip, drip, drip in the faucet, and you just keep getting older. And most disease is age-related, and you didn't do anything to slow down the train on the railroad track called aging. Yeah, you know, it was Thomas Fuller who said sickness is felt, but health not at all. So as long as we don't feel anything, we don't do anything. And then we're diagnosed with a disease by generally its location. And so we tried to educate our audience that really, you know, diabetes is not just in the pancreas. And so there's an umbrella disease from eating so many carbohydrates that turn to sugar, the bread, rice, and pasta, and the refined sugars, particularly the corn syrup fructose. So In what we get from this is diabetes, kidney disease, cardiomyopathy, that the heart dies in place. It doesn't have a heart attack, but it dies in place. And then Alzheimer's disease and macular degeneration. That's an umbrella disease. You go to all the various doctors with the diagnoses, and it's an umbrella disease. And diabetes in itself is not only a metabolic disease, but a disease of aging. Now, if you could reverse aging, we're not even just talking slowing it down. We're talking about reversing. And that's what Longevinex, our sponsor's product's all about. Now, you can argue with me, I don't feel any better. Great! Great! You see, sickness is felt, but health not at all. So if you don't feel anything, maybe the pill is working. That's what somebody said to me, is that you need a little bit of something wrong with you so you'll work on your health all the time. So that's true, because it reminds us to do something. Otherwise, you're just going to sit there and mean to tell me that you're just going to let aging continue when we can do something about it. This is called the aging is optional era of humanity. We can actually do so. They do it in the laboratory with the animals, but when it comes to you, hey, the doctors are all out of business and they're all driving cabs. they're in an ethical place to tell you to slow down aging. And so what are you going to do? You go in and say, doc, you know, I think I'm prematurely aging. You know, have you got anything for that? You know, and even if they did, it's not a diagnosis under the what they call the ICD-9 code so that they can get insurance reimbursement. So they're not interested. They're not interested. Maybe you would be interested. If you're interested, you can call 866-405-4000. They'll send you a little report about aging and why all this goes on, what you can do about aging, slow it down, even reverse it. The Longevinix pill being shown to do this in the human eye, in the animal heart, in the blood vessel system, in humans. These are all published studies. If you want to know more, 866-405-4000. The product is called Longevinix. It's a red wine pill. And if you're looking around for red wine pills, don't buy one that nobody who formulated it knows the right dose or how to do it right. And the Longevinix pill has been the only one that has been tested. I was reading a study the other day, and they were extolling a red wine pill in a study, and six of the eight people who tried it in the study got diarrhea. So, you know, and there's some impurities in there, and that's why that occurs. So if people don't know how to make a red wine pill, it's no wonder that some people take it and say, it didn't agree with me. I can understand that.
Hey, Bill, I don't know if I ever told you this, but when you first formulated a Longevinix and it first came on the market, and you kept me very informed, and I called a lot of our, you know, good vitamin companies that we have in the store, but I asked them about resveratrol. And almost no one even knew what I was talking about when I was talking about the sirtuin genes and all the different aspects of it and how to keep it stable and what complemented it. I mean, people were just buying resveratrol and putting it in a pill and saying, here it is. They really didn't know. I mean, you know, it's easy to make that claim. Oh, yeah, we're the best. We're the studied one. We know what
we're doing.
Okay,
let me take a dig at our listeners, because I know they've got their beta blocker at hand, and then their statin drug, and then they've got, you know, their insulin drug or whatever they have, the diabetic metformin, something like that. So they've believed. They have faith in modern pharmacology. And it says here why Americans are drowning in medical debt. It's in the journal or newspaper called The Atlantic. And Americans are paying three times more for medical debt than they do for bank or credit card debt. And so A fifth of all Americans will hear from debt collectors this year for medical collections, $21 billion of bills that haven't been paid. Number one cause of personal bankruptcy in the United States is medical treatment, and you're all going back for more, right?
Right.
You're not going to take the anti-aging pill. You're just going to let aging come, and then for each age-related disease that it occurs, you're going to start taking medicines, this one, that one, see this specialist, that specialist. You're going to start complaining you're getting old, and you're going to see all these doctors, and you're going to wrap your whole life around doctor visits and dealing with side effects of prescription drugs. I can't tell you how many folks just took grandma off all the drugs they had in the nursing home, and grandma got to go home. Yes, the drugs, the stupor, the side effects. Are we saying the same thing here, just in different ways, David? How do we urge our listeners to take action? And I think one of the problems I've tried to point out is that folks aren't used to making decisions about their medicines and about their health. They punt. They don't know. That's why we're educating here.
We've been told we shouldn't, Bill. In fact, people, look, I don't have an MD. You don't have an MD. We're told not to listen.
If you've never made a decision about how to save your money, how to invest it, you punt on that, don't your employer invest it? You let the government invest it in Social Security, and then it's not inflation adjusted, so you're getting reamed there. And so you've never made a decision about anything, your money, your health, zero. How do you even go to church and make a decision about what life's all about? I mean, you've never made an independent decision, so how can we expect you to even believe us when we say, hey, call these folks over at Longevinex, and they've got this little pill, and you may not feel any better taking it. How did that sound? I mean, it's almost humorous, isn't it? And we're the charlatans, and the other guys aren't. Oh, boy. Wow. Peter Doshi and Ben Goldacre, a couple of skeptics about modern medicine at the highest-ranking medical institutions in the world, are saying, they're lying to us. The drugs don't work, and they're filled with side effects, and they're not safer than even a placebo pill, and you're taking them. And the drug companies aren't telling us because the FDA doesn't require them.
And they don't tell the doctors either. Your nice doctor that you like
is just fooled. I'm going to wear some sort of a T-shirt. Yes, I am a health quack. I mean, you know, if I'm going to get branded, I might as well. Folks, we're trying to reach out to you. We stretch our neck here. We know we're subject to criticism, but we're trying to reach out to you and your loved ones. Do you see any evidence that you and your loved ones are getting healthier? Are you driving yourself into medical bankruptcy and you still wonder why, and you're going back for more? And the lure is health insurance pays. Ah, well, if they pay for it, who cares? Are we shaking any sense into anybody, David? Or are we just here talking to ourselves? You vote for me and I'll vote for you.
Let's take a short break and maybe we can answer that question when we get back. Don't go away, folks.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Statter, the health warrior, investigative health journalist, Bill Sardi. You know, Bill and I have something in common that goes to the heart of what we were just talking about, as Bill just made a great case, wondering if any of you out there will really get serious, if any of you out there will really let it sink in that you cannot take drugs to produce health, just like you can't drink alcohol to produce sobriety. You don't need to be an MD or PhD to figure that out. But, you know, Bill and I, I'm early 60s, Bill's later 60s, and we take no medication at all. None. We take dietary supplements. We try to eat right, try to stay away from most of the bad habits, which is sort of, you know, the best most of us can do. But we don't take any medications. Now, and I know a lot of people who don't. It actually is possible, and you actually feel quite good, and it keeps the onus on you to take care of yourself proactively instead of letting things break. And then some doctor give you a drug. Just let that sink
in
a little bit.
David, a lot of folks really, I mean, they just, it's out of their league. They don't know who's right. And they trust their doctor to keep them well, not any independent health decision they might make. And this is part of the problem, is that a lot of folks, you know, when you're left in ignorance, I mean, I'm not intentionally ignorant, just lack of information. You're not in a position. So you trust somebody to help you make that decision when you don't know. And that's that trust that's being breached in modern medicine every day, in every way.
We talked
to you about dietary supplements, and we've said one of the two toughest things that you can attempt to change in anybody is their diet and their religion. And I think we're almost dealing with both here.
You know, I just say, folks,
listen, if you worship at the temple of Big Pharma and you take 5 prescription drugs every day, isn't that your religion?
Well, it certainly makes no sense. So you got to be doing it on faith.
You don't pray that many times a day, but you take those 5 drugs every day, don't you?
Yeah, that's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Okay, kind of the same thing. And you trust in it. You know, you go and get in an elevator and push the button. Don't you trust that it's going to go up and come down and take you there safely? So I trust, well, elevators. Should I blindly trust somebody who's making money off me and Big Pharma and even government that has to pay more Social Security checks if you find out how to live longer? Do you think they, you know, they started 10 years ago to put a budget together for Medicare that would include an anti-aging pill, and then it vanished. It vanished. Listen, if you're concerned about any of these infectious diseases that are rolling around right now, we're talking Ebola or the flu or any of these things, your best serve is taking a garlic pill. It vanquishes every known pathogen going. It thins the blood like aspirin. It takes care of cholesterol. It does everything and anything. And the world's best garlic pill, our sponsor, we're just going to talk about him for 1 minute. And that's Garlazyme at garlazyme.com. You can go there, watch my Chalk Talk online. Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. You order a 3-month supply, 3 30 capsule bags. You get a 4th one free. Shipping is free. It's about $8.60 a month. How do you get it? You're worried about some sort of infectious disease that starts with an E, a B, a Z. I don't care which one. We can't make any claims on the radio, but 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. Do not believe all those garlic pills out there in the store shelves are all the same. They're one and not the same. And the whole story is truth in labeling, the only proven pill to provide the key ingredient in garlic pills is Allicin, is the Garlazyme capsule. You can read, learn all about it at the website if you must, or they'll send you a little report, 866-674-3955. And by the way, David, a lot of folks have wondered, where have they heard my voice and my name on the air? I am a spokesperson for Purity Products in New York. I've done that for over a decade. We'll come back and talk about some of the famous products that I've made famous in this country, hyaluronic acid, which is a cushioning molecule your body makes in abundance when you're young. How do you get that back? Taking oral hyaluronic acid. And IP6 rice bran. I wrote a book, The Iron Time Bomb. Keep from rusting your body out. You'll get younger. It's a book that I wrote and introduced IP6 rice bran. Went to Japan to visit Suno Foods, T-S-U-N-O, and bring back their product and introduce it to America. And then, of course, multivitamins. I wrote a book all about multivitamins, formulated the multivitamins for Purity Products in New York. If you want to learn about Purity Products, you can go to purityproducts.com. And remember my son's math teacher. If you have kids that are struggling in learning math, basicmathsolutions.com. Richard Garcia, America's math teacher. He did it for my kid, and he'll do it for yours. If you're a homeschooling mom, look at basicmathsolutions.com. It works. I promised my son, who's Mr. Garcia's marketing director, my son's 10 years old, it's an exercise for my son to learn a little bit about business, but it's all about Mr. Garcia. The money goes to him, not to me. We're kind of helping him get a little start. And we're kind of against this common core thing that's confused America. I don't know whether you realize it, but the crony capitalism, they made math so hard to learn that kids have to undergo constant testing. And the testing bureaus, the people that do all this and print those tests, conspired to make the math teaching so difficult that kids couldn't learn it and had to be tested over and over so they could make more money. Don't let them do that to your kids. Get and learn about math the simple, easy way. BasicMathSolutions.com. Richard Garcia is doing it for a lot of kids and homeschool moms. BasicMathSolutions.com. And you can get a hold of me directly. I can help put you in touch with him if you'd like. They have the workbooks and all that stuff. It's online. Learn about it. So here we've given a plug to Purity Products, Basic Math Solutions, and who else did we plug there? So That's the story. So everybody gets an idea where I come from. David Stouter is the originator, founder of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. You can call from anywhere that you hear this message. Redwood City, California. Look him up, Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. What is that phone number?
877-APPLE-HF, like Apple Health Foods, which is 877-277-5343.
Okay, and you call Apple Health Foods. If you've heard about some supplement you can't get at your store or something, benfotiamine, the fat-soluble B1, he'll help you get it. He has it in his store, and he can even ship it to you from anywhere. So it's for the hard-to-find stuff. We realize you have your regular suppliers. And, you know, you walk into Costco and Walmart, they've got the regular boilerplate lettered vitamins and minerals, but they don't have the good stuff that we talk about. So you might think about calling Apple Health Foods. And for questions to answer, call David first because I want to sit by the pool a little longer. No, I'm just kidding.
anything but, I can do to help, Bill.
anything I can do to overload you. And David has a new remodeled store if you visited Apple Health Foods. You're going to see the whole new remodeled Apple Health Foods. If you're a regular customer there in Redwood City, you're going to be astounded. They've remodeled the whole store. It's worth going to see. Any other plugs we need to give out? What's our number to leave questions we can reread on the air and answer?
Well, yeah, and people have been calling. Look, don't be shy. We might give your first name, but we'd like to answer your questions. It's toll-free number 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. We also have an email address, thebright@thebright.com. Comments, questions, anything like that, we'd love to hear from you because we do want this show to be about you. We try to bring you good information. We try to not let people muzzle us. We try to get you thinking for yourself. And I think you can tell both Bill and I really do care about people. And as much as you can trust anybody you don't exactly know, I can promise you we're trying to give you good, reliable information. We're trying to work in your behalf. Final thoughts, Bill?
Look, it all has to do with money. And when we step aside and we could make more money sitting here giving you an infomercial, we take half of this show every time to try and give you some basic health information, things that you can go anywhere and purchase or do on your own. We've talked about bloodletting. It doesn't cost anything. You give your blood. Lower the iron load in your body, you get healthier. We've talked about things that are cheap and inexpensive. A low carbohydrate diet, you save on food. No bread, pasta, rice, avoid the refined sugars. We want to get more sunlight. They haven't taxed that one yet. So, you know,
give them a chance, Bill.
For more vitamin D, remember in the winter we have a tilted earth and the equinoxes change and the earth is tilting the northern latitudes away from the sun. So for right now, we're entering into the season of death, I call it, the season of cancer and infectious disease because and heart disease because we don't get enough vitamin D. So make sure that you – vitamin D is cheaper than dirt, so you can get it almost anywhere. There's no excuse for not taking some vitamin D pills, especially in the winter. I don't care how much you get sunshine in the winter. You're going to probably need some vitamin D.
Unless you're listening to us in Brazil, it's not enough.
Or you're a lifeguard. Lifeguards are the only people that are vitamin D sufficient year-round. So that's just the way that goes.
All right. We'll be back next week. Thanks for being with us. We do appreciate you listening. Y'all take care.